Sam Kincannon is a senior horticulture and economics major at the University of Arkansas. He is your typical college student, except when it comes to what he eats. You'll rarely find him in a U of A dining hall. That's because last spring, Kincannon began transforming the backyard of the house that he and his roommates rent here on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville into an organic garden. By next year, he hopes to have enough produce to feed himself and his roommates, as well as to sell at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Kincannon says his first year has been a stardew year for his garden.
Really, what I'm doing this year is getting the ground ready for next year. You know, I just wanted to get something in the ground and get something growing.
I'm, you know, not an organic farmer, certified or anything like that, but I like to grow organically.
This year, Kincannon is growing potatoes, cabbage, watermelon, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and Brussels sprouts. But that's not everything in the garden.
Well, chickens are perfect for an urban farm or an urban garden. They will produce eggs, produce meat, and a fairly high quantity of eggs and meat for the amount of room that they take up and for the amount that they eat.
Kincannon's seven Rhode Island red hens don't just produce food. He says they also help with pest control by eating bugs. To kill pests in an organic garden, Kincannon says there are several methods one can use.
What I've been trying to do in my garden is attract beneficial insects. It's part of a process, or part of a method of pest control called integrated pest management. And so what you're trying to do is use the natural predator of your pest. You want to attract specid wasps and plant the flowers that they like, because a lot of times they'll be attacking a lot of your grubs and your moths that are eating your coal crops, you know, your cabbage loopers and stuff like that.
To kill grass and weeds in his garden, Kincannon has used several experimental methods, none of which involve any chemicals of any kind.
I've done an experimental plot this summer to see how a cardboard mulch would work. So the method that I used was putting down cardboard on grass that was growing, and I put down a layer of hay or straw, and then oak leaves, and then more hay on top of it. And it's killed out the grass really well.
Kincannon has planted coal crops such as cabbage through the cardboard. He says the cardboard layer keeps the moisture level of the soil high. He hasn't had to water his crops all summer long. Although Kincannon's garden is around 5,000 square feet, he says even a small urban garden can produce a good supplement to one's diet. Kincannon says just because someone lives in an urban environment, it doesn't mean they can't grow their own food.
It's very easy to get a fairly high yield from a small area. If somebody just wants to get started gardening, I would say, talk to their landlord first of all if they're in an apartment building or something like that. There's usually some piece of property that's, marginal land that they would not mind not having to mow.
Kincannon not only manages his own garden, he also manages a garden at Leverett Elementary School. He says more community gardens and small urban farms are a good investment in the local food system.
I think it's very beneficial for the community when you have people coming together, neighbors usually, and kind of investing their time and energy together. It gives them more of a sense of community and strengthens the community as a whole. We are, strengthening our food system if, God forbid, something were to happen on a grand scale where we couldn't have food coming in on the interstate system or something like that. And, there is a big national security kind of threat behind that. And I think anything to make ourselves more independent would be beneficial.
Although Sam Kincannon has been able to go to college full-time and maintain his garden, he says it hasn't been easy.
It's been a task, and, school on top of that is, it's a lot of work, especially to have a job on top of that. If any college student wants to start a garden, I would tell them that they should be ready to work, and that don't start too big of a garden yet. Definitely pace yourself.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.